So if you go to my website, it's out there. If you go, it's under .net. And examples, oh no, not .net, sorry. Yeah, .net. I didn't click on .net. Programs under .net. It's in this break and validation zipped. And that's what I put out there, so you could just click on that. But it's inside there. And it's called Check. I think you probably have downloaded that at some other point. Okay, this is another way of validating, and I forgot Tuesday that I was going to do this at the end. And so we are going to look at this and then go on to functions on Tuesday. So what I've got here is I've got a lot of validating going on. Have you got it down?
Almost.
I've got a lot of validating going on. So if I put in the name here, or actually if I tab without putting in the name, it comes up and says, please enter a name. Okay. So I am then going to say, okay, and I'm going to enter a name. And then I come down here to department, and I write CI. And I tab on, and it comes back and says, department should have three characters. Okay. So now I can put the three characters into department. And then I move on to here, and I'm supposed to put an S or an H. And I probably should have told them that, but I know that. And so if I put a W and I tab, it comes back and says, enter S or H. So I'm basically going through here and checking to make sure that they've entered everything that they're supposed to enter. Okay. So, if I put in an H for hourly, now notice at this point, everything is kind of dimmed. And now if I click on process, the hourly side brightens up. So I'm now making the hourly side available. Okay, and I've left the salaried side down. So now I'm going to put in hours, and let's say I put in 12 hours, and I validate, and it comes back and says, no, the hours have to be between 30 and 60. So I'll put in 40, and then tab on, and the paper hour, I'll put in 5, and tab on, and it says pay hours between 10 and 50, paper hour between 10 and 50. So basically, I'm checking up the whole way. Okay, so I'll make it 50. And then I'm saying calculate pay, and it calculates the pay. But it forced me to put in the right data. Okay, if I put in S, it comes over here, asks for the salary, divides by 1,000, and calculates the weekly pay. But the salary it's looking for is the full salary. Okay? So, that's the basic program, okay, that I want to look at. And now we will go and look at the code. So, I am going to have in this program a bunch of validating routines. I'm looking for the program called Check, and it's inside that break-in thing when it comes up. Okay. So, I have got, if I want to validate something, if I want to make a procedure to validate, okay, I click up here to find the field that I want to validate. So let's say, I think I'm using all of them, but let's say I want to validate text salary. Okay, And then I pick over here, validating, and it makes a routine called text salary validate, only I probably already had that. Yeah, I did. So it just brought it up. But if I want to make a new validating routine, I pick over here the field that I want to validate, and I pick next to it the fact that I want to do validation. Okay? So that is where, how I can set up a procedure. You know, right now, the main reason we've set up a procedure is clicking a button, and it sets up a click event. And clicking anywhere on the form sets up a load event. Well, if I want to set up other events, I go and tell it what field the event is associated with and what I want to do. And there's a whole list of them down there, okay, that I can pick. And more than I've even begin to have looked at. Okay, I kind of look at them on an as-needed basis as opposed to going through every single one of them. But those are all of my validating. And when I put them up, it comes up and fills in the rest. So all I have to do is choose those two things. And just like with the click event, it filled in the rest, it fills in the rest. Okay? So I have to pick what field it is I'm working with and what I want to do, and it makes this text salary validating. Okay? Or text name validating. So now inside there, I can put in what it is that I want to do. So I said, if text name.text is equal to quote, which is nothing, then please enter a name. And I put the focus back on the name because I want them to enter a name, so I put the cursor back on the name so that hopefully they'll do it. Okay, if anybody would like to close the door, feel free.
Never be on any
screen
here.
Sil's not happy about something. Okay. So then I came down to text department validating, and I said, okay, the department has to be the length. The length is less than 3, so I'm looking for the error. And I'm saying if the length is less than 3 or it's greater than 3, then I want to put up the fact that it should be 3 characters. And then when they put in the code, I said if it's not equal to S, then check. And if it's not equal to H, then put up the enter S or H. Okay? And on each of these, I checked what that was going to... I check what is going to cause the message to go up, and then I set the focus back, because if the message went up, it's a problem. If it passes my validation test, there's nothing I want to do. So notice there's no else's on these, because all I want to do is yell at them if they didn't put in the right data. Okay? I don't want to do anything with the data at this point. I just want to make sure they put in the right data. Okay? So then I came down and said, okay, if they put in an S, and I know they could only put in an S or an H, because I'm not going to leave that box until they've done it. Every time they put in something else, I give them the message and I set the focus back. When I finally leave and I click on process, then it checks. And if it's an S, then it enables the group for salary and it disenables the group for hourly. And if it's not S, then it's H, so it does the reverse. So I talked about the lighting it up or docking. And what I've got is... Notice there are little boxes around there. Okay, so that's the salary box, and it's the group box. And I put a group box about this. So rather than having to enable or disable them separately, I can enable the contents of the group box. So I can say, okay, show me the contents of the group box, or don't show me the contents of the group box. And that makes the group box kind of nice to have, because I can do everything separately.
How do you enable it?
Just by writing that comment down there. Where is it? Group salary enabled equals true.
Okay.
And so that basically enables it, meaning that I can use it. I can put data into it. And group hourly enabled equals false. And else, it's got to be an H because I've already ruled out that it could be anything else. So if it's an H, then I am putting in there group salary enabled is false and group hourly enabled is true. So I'm enabling the one that I want. Okay? And notice on form load, I disenabled them both. So when you start the program, neither of them is available because I don't want them using anything until we have checked to see if they put in their name, their department, and their amount of money. I mean their type, sorry, type. Okay, so then for salary, my validating is that I want the salary, if the salary is less than 25,000 or more than 200,000, I'm putting out an error. So I pay everybody at least 25,000 and I don't pay anybody over 200,000. Okay, so I will get an error there. Okay, now this part is kind of interesting, this selection start. Okay, so if I run this again, and this time I'm going to go on the salaried one, so I'm putting in AN, CIS, and salaried. And then I click process, and that enabled the salary side. So I'm going to put in a salary of 20,000. Okay. And I'm going over here and it says no, the salary should be between 25,000 and 200,000. So at that point, okay, I'm clicking the okay. And notice the whole thing got highlighted. And that's what this selection stuff does. Okay, I said I want the selection stat to start with the zeroth character. So again, this time it's starting with zero. So the zeroth character is that first character, it's the two. And I want the selection length to be the length of the textsalary.text.length. So I'm highlighting the whole thing, which makes it easier for them to change. So this isn't necessary. I did it just fine up above. But this kind of highlights the whole thing and gives them the idea that they should change it. Okay? So that's the purpose there. Now notice down below, here I wrote text salary dot, dot, dot. Down here, when I did it with hours, I wrote the with text hours. And then I could just start with the dots. And then I have an end with. Okay, so if I don't feel like, if I've got a long name, and I don't feel like writing it out over and over and over again, I can do the with where I say with text hours, and then I say selection start is zero, selection length is the length of the data, and set the focus. So the focus is there and the stuff has been highlighted. And so now I can put in my data. So we'll put in 52,000 and it's happy. Calculate pay and it's 1,000. Okay. And that's what I did with the hourly, too. With the hourly, I did the validating on the hourly, and I have the selection start going on with both the text hours and the text paper hour. Okay. The salary calculation is simply dividing by 52. The calculation to do the hourly is figuring out overtime and all the rest of that. So those are just my calculations to get my salaried and my hourly. If they work more than 40 hours, they get overtime. Otherwise, they don't. Questions? Okay, what I want you to do is actually we're going to work. You're going to work for the rest of the day. So close this down and open. Do you want to stop debugging? Yes. Open what's under assignments. So if I come back over here, what is it? It's VB project we will start in class. And it's called Validate Debug. And I think I have it. Now, I started doing this, made this actually yesterday, and because I decided I wanted you to play around with some of this stuff a little bit. And I started doing this yesterday, and I ran into some really kind of interesting problems. So, let's take a look. What I want to do is I wanted to validate cost and price. And I actually worked on price first, and that's the one I've got done. And I want you to do a validate on cost. So, if I go in and I look at this, and I came in here again, and I picked the validating. So I went up here, and to do cost, I would come up here and say text cost, and then under declarations, I pick validating, and it makes that routine. So it has set up that whole routine for me. And now I can just put the stuff in it, which I'm going to ask you to do. But first, we're going to look at my text price validating. Okay. So I decided on this, that I was going to validate that I wanted price to be numeric, and I wanted price to be 110%. Okay, I wanted a 10% profit, basically. I wanted at least a 10% profit. So I wanted price to be less than the 10%. Okay. Or I didn't want over a 10% profit. No, I did. I wanted over a 10% profit. I wanted a 10% profit or above. So if they put in less than a 10% profit, I didn't want it to work. So this is what I've got, basically, and then I'll tell you the problems that I encountered. And watch it work here. But it didn't work at home. Okay, so if I put in a cost of 100, and I put 110 as the price, that's a 10% profit, right? Okay, because my cost is 100, 10% of cost is 10. So if I charge $110, I've got a 10% profit. So I am now tabbing off this, and it's working just fine. Okay. If I put 105 in here, and I tabbed off, it comes up and tells me price is too low, which is exactly what I want. Okay? Now, what I did when I started doing this was my first thing was I was not going to work with work check. I added work check to fix it. So I came in here and I said, okay, is greater than, and I put text cost dot text times 1.1. So I put the calculation in there. And I said, okay, if text profit is less than text cost dot text times 1.1, then. Okay, and I thought that was pretty simple and straightforward. And so I ran it. And if I put in 100 and I put in 110, it tells me, at least it did it here. I was really waiting for it to work here. Okay. It came back and told me price too low. Huh? Okay. So it came back and gave me the wrong data. I have yet, and I spent far too long on this yesterday, I've yet to find out what it's doing. It's something having to do with conversion. I'm very sure about that.
You put that in parentheses.
I tried that. I tried almost everything, but keep giving me suggestions because I will try them again. I tried converting them to numbers. I tried setting up work areas. I tried doing this in parentheses, and I also tried doing it in parentheses and doing a conversion. But let's see. Because I was not working with the full version, and this is the full version. Yeah, I know. Okay, come on. 110. Can I now go back up here and fill this in? No, it is just crashing on me. That's because I don't have the stuff filled in above on the top. If I have it filled in on the top such that I can't leave any place without it working, it would work all right. So now 110, and I tab off price too low. So I went in. I think my next thing was to do a conversion to decimal and see if I convert it to decimal, that would work. And I played around with a whole bunch of solutions. Then I handed it over to my husband, who's a fabulous debugger, and he couldn't make it work either. He couldn't figure out what was going on. So there's something in the conversion process. Actually, I'm not sure I did this. Convert to decimal. Okay, and then let's try converting this one to decimal over here. I'm not sure I actually did this on the left side. So let's try by converting them both to decimal. That worked. Okay. So, I just suddenly thought of that. That was one of the many things I hadn't tried, was converting both sides. I set up work areas and tried putting them into work areas and converting the work areas to decimal. So you would have thought that was enough. But I'm not and using work areas on both sides. But anyway, I spent far too long on this. And finally found out that if I did the calculation of set up a work check, put it into work check, and put work check in here, that worked. And I think at that point I just stopped. because I tried about 10 or 15 other things and I didn't much care anymore as long as I had a way that worked.
When I just did it, I just put Val and in parentheses the text cost dot text in the parentheses times 1.1 and it worked.
Okay, where did you put? You put Val instead of convert decimal. But did you do them around both of them?
Around text price dot text.
And around the other one.
Text cost dot text.
Yeah. And I may not have done that. That's, as I said, I suddenly thought I may not have done that. I went to putting both of those into variables, though, and doing variable comparison. I did far too many things. But basically what I want to point out to you is, in my humble opinion, it should have worked the way I did it in the first place. But it didn't. So anyway, the point, I guess, of doing this is that sometimes you really have to play. And sometimes the way to play with it is to simplify. Because it's interesting that if I didn't convert this, but I used the word check, then it worked fine. So it was able to convert this to compare the word check just fine. But apparently had problems converting it once I did the calculation there. And I've run into this kind of stuff before, where it has problems with converting. And the two keys are to use something like Val or something like convert. And the other key thing is to keep it simple. So basically, I decided I was asking too much of this if statement to do the calculation and the comparison and all that. So which is why I made work check and pulled it out and simplified it, and then it worked. So I thought that was kind of an interesting one. Okay, so I first asked, is it numeric? And if it's numeric, then I went on to check the range. And if the range was too much, I put in that problem on price too low. Else, okay, notice there's no else on the this and if there. But if it's not numeric, I put out a message and said price not numeric. Okay, so I put out the message that would make them put in the numeric. And I didn't do anything if the price was all right, because what I want to do if the price is all right is just continue on my way. Okay? So, that was my problem. And it was frustrating. Okay, so now what I want you to do is I want you to validate cost. And we're going to say the cost has to be less than 500. So I don't want to have a product that has a cost of more than 500 in my store. So the validating I'm looking for there is cost. So I want you to go through and do a validation based on cost. And then I said, on the other one, on hand and on order are not greater than the reorder point you need to calculate. And that's just basically a straightforward calculation. Okay? And it would be good to validate and make sure they're numeric, but I'm interested in you doing different things, so the cost is the one I want you to validate for numeric. Oh, actually, I did say I wanted the others to be numeric. I said everything should be numeric. So, I am going to give you the rest of the time to work on this, talk to each other, talk to me, and actually do a homework assignment in class. Because I'm getting a lot of questions, and so I think it would be good to just take a little pause, and that's what we're doing.